Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Over recent months, God has placed in my heart an urgency to pray for revival and renewed hope for our countries, for our communities, for our leaders, our churches, and for our families. The time is urgent. There is a new awakening, and God is stirring more hearts than ever toward the truth. There is a renewed need to earnestly seek God for restoration and the replenishing of our hearts with the hope of the gospel. Our scripture this week comes from Lamentations 3 verses 21 to 26. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let us be determined this week to set our hope on Jesus. Hope is defined as certainty in the present and a firm expectation for the future. Hope is a theme of 10 books in the Bible. The concept of hope leads to joy, faith, trust, boldness, restoration, love, and expectation. Our hope in God the Father, Jesus Christ our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our firm foundation for truth, righteousness, salvation, liberation from bondage and darkness, victory, a crown of glory, a crown of life, and a glorious inheritance, eternal life as children of God. Jesus Christ is our hope, the one who confirms all promises from God and has brought them to fulfillment. So let's set our hope fully on Jesus. Let's abound in his resurrected life, and let's never lose hope. And to let our lives radiate with hope, may our lives send forth light. It is hope that causes us to praise God and rejoice in the midst of difficulty, enabling us to continually renew our strength, persevere, and stay anchored in faith. Let us pray together with Paul. May the God of green hope fill us up with joy, fill us up with peace, so that our believing lives, filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with hope. And let's ask God to stir an expectation for something miraculous deep within our hearts. Let's boldly believe God for a renewed sense of hope, the type of hope that will move mountains, the type of hope that stands firm on God's promises, the type of hope that trusts that nothing is impossible for our God, and the type of hope that is still, knowing God is in control of the present and full of excitement and confident about the prosperous plans he has for our future. Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, we bless your holy name. We give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations. We want to sing your praises. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Lord, you do wondrous things. Nothing is impossible for you. We bless your glorious name. Father, we expectantly wait for you to fill us with radiating hope that will show your love, mercy, and glory to a lost and broken world. May your name be lifted high. Jesus, may your hope abound in our own hearts, the hearts of our families, our communities, and ultimately our nations for generations to come. Thank you for your steadfast love, for your faithfulness, for your promises, and for hope. May your name be exalted on earth as it is in heaven. You deserve all honor, glory, and power forever. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.